Hello, friends. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and today with me is one of our favorite people in town, Charlie Justice. He is the CEO and president of the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber, better known as TBBC. Welcome, Charlie.
Good to be with you.
It's been 5 months, Charlie, since you started. Give us a little back history on what you've been tackling and where you've been.
Well, there's a lot going on in the beaches, so it's just completely immersing myself in what is the latest. We have 800-plus members along our beaches, all the way from Tierra Verde up to Clearwater Beach. And so, as you know, my previous role, I knew a lot of these folks, but getting to know them in this role, spending time with them, hearing their concerns, that's been job one, as well as coming up to speed on how we do in operations of our chamber. It seems like a short time, but it seems like it's been a long time as well.
You're doing a great job, Charlie. And what do you want to start with? I actually want to start with this. This is wonderful. You are helping businesses. You did a lot of ribbon cuttings, a lot of support. Talk to us a little bit about what you did to distribute the third round of small business grants in partnership with the Glazer family.
Sure. Before I got there, the chamber started doing ribbon cuttings for reopenings. Basically, we continually to tell our folks that our businesses are open, they are ready for you, they need you to show up for them. And so we want to tell their story. Part of how we do that is we tell their story every day in the community. And we're incredibly grateful that the Glazer family selected our chamber as one of the three in Pinellas to work with. We're facilitating these grants. We just completed the third round of grants, $150,000, 60 different recipients along our beaches, small businesses that were impacted by the storms. Whether it pays someone's salary for that month or pays a bill or helps them get back open, every little bit helps. And we are very grateful to the Glazers.
It's really exciting. I know our friend Matt Dumb, who is our brewing guy, he does a brewing podcast. He built from scratch. There was nothing there. It was just nothing there. And business is a little down because, you know, the trap field and the baseball. But tourism is up on the beaches. Talk to us about that.
Tourism overall is up in Pinellas County. And it really is kind of – I hate the term feast or famine, but it is a little bit of that. We saw a big jump in downtown St. Pete because a lot of new hotels there. We saw a dip in St. Pete Beach mainly because we still have some prime properties that are offline, haven't come back yet. And if you go to the further north beaches, they're doing better. But numbers in Pinellas last year were right in line with that growth that we expected. 15, 16 million visitors, 6 million overnights, record collection of sales tax for the bed tax. So tourism is always going to be incredibly successful in Pinellas County, because we have America's best beaches right here.
It's so exciting. You know, I was just at the Beach Theater reopening, which has been a multi-year thing. I know that Sarah Laraquente just moved Sail Market back into the neighborhood. I think one of the neatest things you did was this first beach battle, and it brought thousands of people to local restaurants from the Wharf to the Helm and Sea Dogs. Talk to us about this and this event.
Well, we're so happy. You mentioned Matt Dom. Matt and Rob Sanchez with City Battles, they brought this idea to us, basically said, hey, we're going to have a little competition, see who can, you know, get some energy out here. And each of these restaurants stood up. They offered discounts. They offered whether it was $10, $15, $25 discounts. People bought a pass. And the turnout was overwhelming. So we just got the results, over 2,000 fresh visits to businesses on our beaches. And then we got surveys that said time and time again, I never would have come if it hadn't been for this little reminder, this sales, this pass card to come out and try these businesses. And then they did a survey and it said, wow. You know, they kind of think, they thought, oh, beach is touristy or whatever. They came out, they realized we've got some incredible restaurants and you can't beat the views on our waterfronts there. And so we're excited. We hope to do it again next year. We want to do it like every month if we could. But again, this was 2,000 visits that the supermajority of them would not have gone there if we hadn't done this beach battle with Matt and Rob.
Want to announce the winners?
Well, they also did a survey, basically reviewed the place that you went, and the Helm Seafood Parlor was in first place. Our friend Suzanne and Slice was at Madeira Beach was in second place. And then there was a tie for Sea Dogs on Treasure Island and Gateway Subs on the Pasadena Causeway there.
Shout out to our friend Fred Forsley, who does so much for our community, and for Suzanne with her new wine bar up in Indian Rocks Beach, which we couldn't be more grateful for. Let's get down to some of the heavy stuff. Legislative updates. Tell us what's going on.
Well, probably one of the number one issues that we deal with, issues every day, but one of the number one concerns that my businesses are worried about is oil drilling off our coast. And so that has been on our legislative agenda forever. And so this year we partnered with Oceana and we partnered with the chambers out of the Panhandle to go to Washington to talk to our members of Congress and say, please put in a permanent ban. There's a ban in our state waters. And there's been tentative or temporary bans by executive order by both President Trump and President Biden. We want a permanent ban, congressional action in law, so that we don't have to come worry about next election. We have to worry about the next president, who that's going to be, to put that in there. So we met with a lot of our congressional representatives. Great response. Great support. We then, when we came back, we hosted Congresswoman Castor for a briefing. We actually called and said, can you have a staffer give us a quick update on oil drilling? She said, no, the congresswoman wants to do it herself. And so she was on the call and gave our members a great update about what was going on. And then, again, working with some of the folks that I met in Washington, we just had an op-ed published in the Tampa Bay Times, again, talking about how important this is. Environmentally, economically, military, we have defense training ground in the Eastern Gulf there, all on the Panhandle. And so military training and oil derricks don't mix very well. And so all the reasons, we don't believe there's any reason that we need to have drilling off Florida's west coast.
Another issue on beach restoration?
Well, you saw Pinellas County has got a $125 million plan to do beach nourishment. Obviously, the county will go after state and federal funding to hopefully not have to bear the brunt of that $125. The county is still looking for folks along the northern beaches to sign easements. It's not too late. Once they start pouring that sand, it will be too late, and there might be gaps in that coastline. And when we talk about beach nourishment, that's not just simply for tourists to play on. That is our resiliency plan. That protects our hotels, protects our homes, protects our coastline. We need that barrier of sand for hurricanes and for rough storms. And so we encourage anyone to please make every consideration about signing those easements.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's also sea turtle protection, marine life protection. And, you know, it's really amazing. It's almost like you're an octopus. You have to have your tentacles in the fun stuff, in the business support, in the environmental. And let's talk a little bit about, you know, the hotels and the reopenings and also the density issues that are currently in debate on our TBCC beaches.
Well, it varies from beach to beach. Obviously, we've had a long history on St. Pete Beach about conversation about what the density should be, what the allowable square footage of construction. We continue to encourage our city council out there to let our hotels and our businesses to rebuild in a modern way to be resilient. You know, some of these old mom-and-pop motels, we all love the nostalgia of them, but they are not made to withstand the kind of storms we're seeing today. And so the only way to do that is with modern construction. And the only way to afford that modern construction is to be able to have some density in the rooms. We encourage our city council out there to give every consideration as we're moving forward. Lots of great opportunities. We're excited last month when the Don Cesar reopened. They're rocking and rolling. The Serrata, the Tradewinds are doing great. We anticipate the Beachcomber coming online very soon. We're excited about that. We still have the Dolphin, the Bellwether, the Postcard that have some work to do. These are old facilities that took a real knockout punch last year, and those folks out there are working like crazy to get back open as soon as possible.
Absolutely. And what about Dolphin Village? This is such a tragedy. Just in a nutshell, tell people who may not know, who may be new, what happened and what's going on.
A couple months ago, there was a horrific fire in the CVS on the north end of the plaza there, and it ate away the roof at the CVS and most of the roof at the Publix. And so it shut down those two, and it caused some of the other businesses on that wing to not be able to reopen at the time. So they're working to develop the plan of what the long-term plan is for that wing. But what we want to do is encourage the folks to remember that there's a lot of shops, whether it's chocolate shop or candy liquor store, coffee shops. There's charter boat. There's a lot of stuff still open in Dolphin Village, and they need your business more than ever because they counted on that walk-up traffic from Publix to see them. They don't have that right now. And that's really one of the things that we see is the spillover business. So when you don't have a hotel open, it impacts the little shops and restaurants right next door. And so that has been probably the number one message I have been pounding since I've been on this job is to encourage my neighbors and my friends that live in inland Pinellas to make that extra five-minute drive, go out to the beach, have an incredible experience at one of our great restaurants, and support our small businesses that need you now more than ever.
I want to talk about the importance of partnerships. I mean, you have done a lot of things. You have done the Second Leadership Institute seminar at the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. You've done a North Beaches business meeting with Pinellas County Economic Development and the BBA luncheon in Bel Air. You're really kind of unifying a lot of groups. And this is something you did in your previous role before you joined.
Well, I appreciate that. And a lot of the foundation, I'd love to take all the credit for it, and so I will. But a lot of this is really the foundation laid by my predecessor, Robin Miller, who was incredible at building this chamber up. And so, you know, Pinellas County, what I learned most is that we've got 1 million people and 24 cities and a big county. Very few can go it alone. And so to build these partnerships, to create these relationships, there's opportunity there for success for us all.
I love that you there's a lot of opportunities when you join the chamber to be ambassadors for networking. Talk to us a little bit about the benefits of the chamber, the fun things that you do, and then some of your upcoming events.
Sure. As a chamber, we do the traditional chamber things. We have those networking mixers and opportunities to get together. Our ambassador program is incredible. That is a wonderful group of people that really care. And so it's the ambassadors get together, and they plan these outings, and they go welcome the new members of our chamber. And one, the ambassadors build those relationships with each other. They provide a warm welcome to our new members. That provides a relationship building there. Business is all about building relationships. And so when you think, gosh, I need something, who am I going to call? You've now met that person, have that personal relationship with them. That's the first person you're going to call. And so that's exactly what the chamber does. And then we do things that some of our small businesses can't afford to do on their own. The advocacy, the networking, the communication, the education, some of those things we can do because we bring everyone together that some of our small businesses couldn't afford to do on their own.
And the most incredible publication, the Tampa Bay Beaches. It's so much fun. It's so much work. Talk to us a little bit about this and where people can pick this up. And then let's get to the upcoming big event in October.
We, our visitor guide, we're very proud of it. We're one of the few that still do a really good printed booklet. We worked very hard to put it together with our friends at the publishing, and it gives you a great taste of where to stay, where to play, where to eat. Anything you need to know about when you visit Pinellas County and our beaches is right here in this book. And we have it at our site, but we've also distributed it along the hotels and city centers all along the beaches.
I love the fact that my favorite event of the year is coming up. And this year, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Tampa Bay, tell us all about the Big Taste of the Beaches 2025.
So the Taste of the Beaches is exactly that. So you can buy these tickets, and the ticket will get you a sample or a tasting or a drink or specialty at each of our participating restaurants. And huge success every year. Our big kickoff is October 3rd at Horan Park on St. Pete Beach. We're still accepting. We've still got room for a few more restaurants if they want to participate. And then at the end, we do a little prize for the restaurant that had the most redemptions there. But again, we want people to come out and get a sample of what we have to offer on our beaches.
What is
And we're very proud that every year we select a charity to support, to benefit. And this year, Big Brothers Big Sisters was selected.
You know, I remember being a big sister in California. And here, this organization right now, with health and wellness for our young people and mentoring, this is an important opportunity. So I love the fact that the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber is mixing its philanthropic efforts with such a good organization. What's new in coming to the beaches?
What's new in coming to the beaches? Every day there's something new in coming to the beaches. We are excited to have new businesses open every day, new events, new experiences. We've got, cities from St. Pete Beach to Clearwater Beach with something going on every weekend, whether it's an Oktoberfest, whether it's our Corey Avenue Market every Sunday, There's always something going on America's Best Beaches.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I love about America's Best Beaches is if you're downtown, you can take the Sunrunner to the beaches. If you're in the beach, you can take the Sunrunner downtown. And the beach ride is still around.
Absolutely.
Tell them a little bit about the beach ride. If you don't know about www.freebeachride.com, it really helps you get around, especially John's Pass and all of that.
It's a great service. It's exactly what it sounds like. You call, and they will come, and you get a free beach ride. We encourage our folks to, when they get in there, to tip them generously. But it is a free beach ride, and it's a great service that we have out there on our beaches.
2026 is coming. Community advocacy. I know that in 2025 you had this wonderful piece. Tell us a little bit about what you're hoping to really address in 2026.
Yeah, we just actually started our process of developing our agenda for 26. Some of the things will never change. We want to make sure that at the county level that we focus on preserving that tourist development tax, how it's allocated. It is important to continue to prime the pump of tourism. It's not meant to be diverted into 100 other places. It's meant to spend on developing tourism. We care about developing our workforce in Pinellas County. Insurance, that's a local and state issue. People talk about taxes, but the cost of insurance on our properties is going to be more devastating than any tax could ever be. So we encourage our state friends to look at that. Storm recovery, the Senate Bill 180 passed last year, had a lot of our priorities in that to tackle how permitting is handled after this fact. Some of our small cities on the beaches, they handle such a small number of permits on a regular basis, and then suddenly they're inundated with 400 in the first day after the storms, and they got overwhelmed. And so the state of legislation kind of addressed how to hopefully, be better prepared for that next year. We're always going to be looking at how we can be more resilient, how we can prepare for those storms. And of course, water quality is so important in Tampa Bay. When I was on the estuary board, the Tampa Bay Estuary Board years ago, we did a study. And it was not only – you think, of course, my house is on the water. It's got a greater value. But there was a multi-billion dollar impact on being on high-quality water. So if you're on a lousy bay, your house is not valued that much more. But if you're on a high-quality bay like Tampa Bay has become, your house goes up. And then the cost of your grouper sandwich goes up. And everything that you go, the value goes up. So maintaining that quality – not only for the economics, but of course for our environmental impact as well.
Absolutely wonderful. I understand that you're going to do a tourism thing at Disney in August. Is that right? Did I get that right? August 14th?
Well, no, we have a
Orlando sales mission. That's what it is.
I thought, is my staff going to Disney and I don't know about it?
Hey.
No, we offer...
Bring Mickey to St. Pete Beach, please.
So what this is a trade show. We offer our members an opportunity to go to Orlando, and we've got about, 25-30 trade show operators, group sales folks, vendors that will come. And so it's, again, if you have a small hotel or small business on the beach, you may not be able to put that together. The chamber puts that together. You walk in, you've got 25 good leads right there to sell your business to sell your hotel to. And so, yeah, that's next week. We're excited about introducing our folks to all the great folks in Orlando and vice versa.
So whether you're a visitor or you're a local, you own a business or you own a service, the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber has something for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit how people can find out more about you and reach you as well.
TampaBayBeaches.com is our website. We have an office right located on Gulf Boulevard in St. Pete Beach. We welcome folks to stop by. If you don't know where that is, it's right next to the Waffle House. That's usually the identifier that most people know where it is. But we welcome folks to stop by to email, call us, whatever. We want our businesses to be successful, more successful tomorrow than they were yesterday, and that's our goal, and that's our mission. We're here to serve the members.
And folks, if you want to find out more, you can go to info@com.tampabaybeaches.com. Today in studio with us, taking a video, which will be posted, we have the wonderful Kennedy. She is the new PR and marketing person. Mention some of the people. I want to just do some shout-outs for your staff.
Sure.
You got some great people there.
Kennedy and I are the new folks. Kennedy is just a couple months in and hit the ground running, doing incredible, sharing our communication plan. Tina Abrahams is our events and sponsorship. She's been there, I think, about 4 years. Works really hard. And then everyone knows Roxanne Anderson, who is our membership director. And I tell you, the number one thing I've walked away after a few months being here is that our staff cares so much about our members. They stay late. They come early. Whatever they need to do to get the job done to serve our members.
Thank you so much. Charlie Justice will be here on Radio St. Pete Monthly to share what is going on at the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber. Get to the beach. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much.